Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 500 new COVID confirmations over the weekend nationwide. 22 cases in Lagos. It's a sharp drop for both numbers, but we still have to remain vigilant. Limit your movement, wear a mask when you go out, keep your distance from people when you can, wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. Let's all do our part until we can all get vaccinated. Second hard fact of the day, phase two of COVID vaccinations is on going. If you've not gotten your jabs yet, make arrangements to do so. Go to the nearest primary healthcare center for your first dose. You have to register online first, though. So just go to nphcda.gov, I think. I'm not very sure. I have to double check and then give you that website again. But if you're going for your second dose, go back to the healthcare center where you got your first dose and get your second. Third hard fact of the day, Lagos, we had hundreds of kids enter the I Beg to Differ tournament. My goodness, when I was looking at the emails that we received from all the kids who thought of themselves, see, I can debate or more, I was blown away. Thank you to everybody who agreed to be a part of this. A special shout out to Vic Mob School. Vic Mob School had the highest number of entrants by far, and the debaters that they have from Vic Mob are phenomenal. I can't wait for you to hear the final group of kids that we select to get on air and debate their way to 1 million naira. We're really impressed with the quality of entries that we're seeing across the board. There are lots of bright, eloquent teenagers in Lagos. My God. Tomorrow, I'm going to announce the people who have qualified for the live tournament right here on Hard Facts. Remember, these kids are playing for a cash prize of 1 million naira for their future education. So support them, root for them, cheer for them, listen to them, and let's have a great time while we do it. From 1 million naira to 1 million Lagosians, who cannot be wrong. Thank you for making Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today, as always. We'll start with a big weekend where we talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu wanting landlords to switch to monthly rent. What do you think about that? But before we have that conversation, we're going to talk to the ride-hailing driver whom security officials allegedly harassed at the NSARS memorial. Let's also talk about the security situation in Nigeria in general. We have state assembly speakers wanting the president to call bandits terrorists. Governor Tambuwal saying that the telecom shutdown is obstructing the army and police in Sokoto. And then the jailbreak in Oyo State and so many more security situations all across the country. That conversation is coming up. We've lost our connection to Mr. Clement, so please let's quickly call him back. We're also going to have Madam Landlord today from 4 o'clock. On Madam Landlord, let's talk about the federal mortgage system. My guest is the Deputy General Manager of the Federal Mortgage Bank, Simeon Agada. He'll be explaining how the bank helps Nigerians pay for houses in installments. If you've been listening to Madam Landlord every other Monday, then you know that we've been having this conversation for a while now. Today, we're going to speak to the Federal Mortgage Bank themselves. On the big hard fact, we're having a special roundtable organized by Global Citizen. We're going to be talking about the VAP Act, the Violence Against Persons Prevention Act. It's been passed at the federal level, but now the goal is to have it domesticated in all 36 states. So on the roundtable today at 5 o'clock, we'll be discussing the roadmap for making that happen. I'm going to be interviewing a very high-powered panel for that one, so don't miss it, 5 p.m. As usual, all the updates will come your way at the top of every hour, but let's get into today's big weekend. It was such a big weekend. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. The big weekend. How did the police treat people at the toll gate? Is monthly rent possible in Lagos? Will the presidency declare them terrorists instead of bandits? Should the telecoms ban be lifted in Sokoto? Why are there so many prison breaks? And who attacked the Oba's palace? It was a big weekend, like I said. So let's get right into it. Last week, Wednesday, was the NSAS memorial demonstration. And one of the big stories from that day was the police arresting Dotun Clement. Dotun Clement is a ride-hailing driver. If you're watching our live stream right now on Facebook or YouTube, Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. We're playing what happened last week, Wednesday. And joining me now to talk about that day is Dotun Clement. Welcome to Hard Facts, Dotun.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Tell us how you ended up at the toll gate on Wednesday and what happened to you.
That day, I'm on a trip, or it's online trip from Maja. I'm going towards the mainland. So we are approaching the Lekki roundabout where I saw people running, others. So I keep on going. I was not among the people that even protesting. So I'm getting to very close to that toll gate, and I discover they are firing tear gas, and I even thought it's a gunshot, but I go everywhere. So with the person I'm picking, you just have to say, guy, you need to just park. Let me just come down because of all these people. So I have to just pull over around before the Lekki toll gate. So we just ran down all these things. So we discovered there is a lot of tear gas. There's the smoke everywhere that you can't even see the front very well. So we just have to just pull over and run for our dear life. So after like about 15 to 20 minutes, or thereabout, I came back to pick up my car. And even the guy that I was picking, I can't even find him again. Everybody have just scattered. I just have to just go back to pick my car and, you know, probably go out or just continue my daily walk. So when I get there, I can't find my car where I parked. And I was just seeing some guys standing, all those neighborhood and last man. So I packed.
Hello, Mr. Clement? Are you still there? Hello, Mr. Clement, can you hear me?
Okay. Are you hearing me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, so when I get back to where I parked my car, and I see some guys, neighborhood watch, and the last man, I was like, guy, please, I park a vehicle here when they are firing, so I have to run for my life. And the guy said, okay, I should go front and ask those police, so which I did. And immediately, one of the last man guy escorted me to meet those police. On getting there, it was beside the Black Maria, which they are now asking me to get in, hold my trouser up that she's going to the Black Maria. So what happened? I cannot go into Black Maria. I'm here to just pick up my car and be going home. And then that's how it all the whole thing started. So they started dragging me to enter the Black Maria, which I resisted. I'm not going to enter the Black Maria because I did nothing. And I was not even among the people that are even protecting me. I was just doing on my, I've just gone for my daily bread to digest it. The whole scenario started. So
how did they finally let you go?
The letter left me when they try to put me in that Black Maria. And by the grace of God, I'm unable to just surrender myself for them because of, you know, I can't just enter that thing because I did nothing. I was not here.
Right.
So that's the reason why I resisted the thing. So when they later let me firing, as in swearing my hands with paper, this thing, everything, so I was just exhausted because that even blocked my breathing. I can't breathe very well. So the help of people that even throw me water to just drink. So that's where I just kind of, when they don't see me, that maybe the way I'm breathing is too heavy, they just have to leave me on the floor. And later that I get myself, I have to stand up and, you know, going home.
And go away. Did you suffer any injuries or any damage to your property or your car? Did you eventually find your car?
Yes, I found my car and I picked the car up.
Oh, where did you find it?
I found it at the CP of Lagos. That's Odumosu, Mr. Odumosu called me by himself and told me where my car was.
Right.
So I went there on Friday and I saw the car, the windscreen had been damaged.
Right.
But I just have to pick it from there just for the car to be in my possession. So I'm with the car now, but it's been damaged.
Right. Now, we've heard that you're suing the police. What are the details of that?
Yes, it's true because I came there to ask about my car. They have told me that maybe, okay, your car has been thrown away. Okay, to do those things. But they're asking me to enter and they started assaulting me, beating me up like if something happened. So I just have to sue them to get justice for this. And for Nigeria to know, they need to know their rights.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Clement, thank you so much for talking to us. We're sorry you experienced what you did, and we're glad that you've gotten your car back at least.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Lagos, you've heard from Dotun. Let's hear from you. What do you think about what happened to Dotun Clement at the toll gate last week, Wednesday? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a man, call us on that number. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. Everybody gets 60 seconds to make their point. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 80-959-75805 on WhatsApp. Again, women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in, this is the Big Weekend on Hard Facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. David, welcome. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. You've got 60 seconds.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello, Sandra.
I can hear you very clearly. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is David. I'm presently at Idimo.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so, so happy that... is it Clement? That's that guy's
Clement,
name?
Yes, that's his name.
I'm so glad that he's suing the police. I actually watched... I watched it first on channels, and even as the thing was circulating around the internet, like that man that was interviewed that said he's from Canada said, these police have not learned their lessons. They don't, I don't know. It's so unfortunate that we keep messing ourselves up in the front of international bodies and international seeing us as people who don't know what we are doing. It's so unfortunate, but I'm so glad he's showing them. I just pray he's able to get to the end of this and get justice at the end of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David, for calling and keeping it under 60 seconds. We've got Jane on the line. Jane is in Ajah. Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. This issue is a very pitiful one. But I really thank God that that guy did not lose his life. Because we all saw from the clips what happened. But if the Nigerian police is sensible enough, they shouldn't allow this guy to even move ahead, to even start going to court. They would have just called him, compensated him, you know, for manhandling him, and even pay for his windscreen that was damaged. I mean, they shouldn't even have this. In fact, I just don't know. We are even trying to see if there's a way they can even redeem their image. They're making everything worse for them. It's just a very pitiful one. That's my contribution.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling us, Jane. We appreciate it. If you just tuned into the show, it's 3:20 p.m. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got more stories from NSAS, so let's stay on that for a bit, shall we? The Attorney General of the Federation has blamed IPOB and Nnamdi Kanu for some of the violence that happened last October. Abubakar Malami said, quote, "The NSAS protests of October 2020 played into the sinister plans of Nnamdi Kanu, whereby he seized the protests through subversive and inciting online broadcasts and actively commanded and directed attacks on security personnel and facilities. As a result of these broadcasts, members of IPOB attacked and killed security personnel and burned down police stations, correctional centers, INEC offices, bus terminals, the Palace of Oba of Lagos, banks, hospitals, shopping malls, and vehicles, amongst others," end quote. Notice that Malami is blaming IPOB for all the violence against police during NSAS and all the destruction of property. Now, the NSAS demonstrations and protesters themselves have nothing to do with IPOB. So if Malami is saying this, is this an admission from the government that NSAS protesters, who they've blamed for the past 1 year, were actually innocent? But there's something else to look at here. Malami blames IPOB for the destruction of the Oba's palace in here in Lagos. Now, the government has already arrested and charged the suspects for that act of vandalism. And at no point in their charges has the government mentioned a connection to IPOB. In fact, let me read you the names of the charged suspects. Eniafe Olawale, Benga Ajayi, Lamidi Rafiu, Oladumoye Ayodeji, Soliu Tajudin, Ahmed Olayinke, Samuel Damilola, Iyabo Oriade, Kolade Olaniyi, Wasiu Grewa, Habib Salit, Nuruddin Yusuf, Safiwi Quadri Lekong, Afolabi Lukmong, and Yusuf Babalola. These are the men whom the federal government has charged with vandalizing the Oba's palace last October. And if Malami's statement is correct, these are members of IPOB. What do you think? 01465-7190 if you're a woman. Tell me what you think. If you're a man, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And yes, there's WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And you can join the conversation if you're abroad by giving us a call via Skype. Find us on Skype, Nigeria Info FM. Call us and we'll put you through to the live studio. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I was just listening to you, the names you mentioned.
Right.
And if you said if IPOB is responsible, then those people, they must be members of IPOB. I just can't stop laughing because...
Oh, Sarah, please call me back. I want to hear why you're laughing. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
See the problem of this country. When somebody did not qualify for any post, I will tell that post and give to that person. This is the response to the justice. Last week, we tweeted about the piece of information statement saying that nobody died in the late social system. Today, we are hearing what the Minister of Justice said. There's no problem. There's a hatred on our people. And we all know that. Something that happened in Lagos, we tried it on the airport. I'm standing here, we are standing here, because his family, they would die.
99.3, hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is the first time caller to your show.
I'm glad you're calling today. You have 60 seconds.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I've been a good listener to your program. And I can't just stop laughing, honestly. Nigeria, we're turning Nigeria into a funny country to say. How can you name, as the names you called out, they don't even sound here. It kind of tells us the kind of government we have. Well, like any other thing, we leave it in the hands of God. And one day Nigeria will turn out better. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Anne.
Anne, you've got 60 seconds.
For me, Korodo.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning what you asked, the first time caller.
Okay. Welcome.
So I really enjoy your program. I'm trying to call your number.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Welcome today. Your 60 seconds is counting.
Okay.
On.
Concerning the topic that you are treating, I think the man should get justice from the from the court. I don't know.
Okay. The Uber driver?
Yes, the Uber driver. Okay. Because I've faced something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before,
mm-hmm.
But I thank God I finally, God finally took control.
So you hope he gets justice.
That's all I want to say.
And thank you so much for calling. Please call us again. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back, you let me know if you think it is possible to pay rent monthly in Lagos. That's what Governor Sanwo-Olu wants. He wants to see us pay rent monthly instead of yearly in Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to The Big Weekend. And on this segment of Hard Facts, we take a look at the big stories that broke over the weekend. And Governor Sanwo-Olu wants to see a move to monthly rent payment instead of yearly. He said this at a meeting of the National Council of Housing and Urban Development. The governor said most Lagosians are struggling under the pressure of having to raise a full year's rent in advance. He also thinks it makes the rental market less efficient. Now, in terms of solution, he says the state government is working on a new product for monthly rentals. It may be similar to the current rent-to-own program. Under that program, qualified Lagosians like civil servants can buy a house by paying 5% down and then 6% over 10 years. It's very similar to the federal mortgage system, which, by the way, we're talking about by 4 p.m. on Madam Landlord today, so don't miss that conversation. If you have questions about how you can get federal mortgage bank loans, make sure you're still here by 4 o'clock when we have a deputy manager from the federal mortgage bank join us. But back to Governor Sanwo-Olu, he's saying that the government wants to launch a program for pure rentals. So maybe it's a situation where the scheme pays the landlord in full for the year, but collects monthly payment from the tenant plus interest. I don't know. But of course, government cannot offer this service to everybody. You know, there's a limit to how much money government can put into such a fund. Then there's also the risk factor. It's easy for government to do this for a civil servant because their salary is guaranteed, right? And government has direct access to their salary, right? But it gets harder for people who work outside of government, especially in the informal sector. So how does Mama Sophia cut it? You know, how does Kia. Give me a name. Bolaji. How does Iya Bolaji cut it? You know, how does that happen for the informal sector? Why do landlords charge for a full year in advance, whereas in a lot of countries rent is monthly? The landlords will tell you, there are good reasons they do it. For example, there are risks to monthly rent. If a tenant pays November rent and packs in, then pays December, then January they'll tell you stories. Christmas cut out their plan. Then January, same thing. February, same thing. Suddenly you have a tenant who has only paid 2 months' rent and you have to use your own money to try and evict them and collect your balance. And all of that has to be sanctioned by the courts. And landlords say that because so many Nigerians are either unemployed or underemployed or informally employed, the risk of this happening is very high. So from their angle as landladies and landlords, it's better to collect 1 year or even two. Now, you have those who say that government should just order it. Just, you know, make an order and that's it. Simply order landlords to start collecting monthly rent instead of yearly. The question always is, will they be able to enforce such a directive? Because I think Fashola tried it when he was governor. But what Fashola did was to get mandate landlords to collect 1 year instead of 2 years. Did he try to make monthly as well? I wasn't in Lagos at the time, so I don't know. You will tell me. Because for something like that to work, you need the tenants or the agents to come forward and report, right? But rental in Lagos is a seller's market. The landlords have a lot of power because demand is far higher than supply. So a lot of house hunters will not be willing to report a landlord. I don't know, I think. But what do you think? I think this should be our next Madam Landlord topic. That's for the Monday after next. But let me get your thoughts right now. Why do most landlords charge annual rent, not monthly? And do you agree with Governor Sanwo-Olu that yearly rent makes it difficult financially for most people that want to rent? What do you think can be done to make monthly rent attractive to landlords and less risky for landlords? Do you even think monthly rents are a good idea? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. We're still going to look at the biggest security stories that broke over the weekend, but let's talk to Chudi in Lekki. Chudi, welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
Great. Sincerely speaking, 1 year is a big challenge for a lot of people in Lagos, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing is for government to enforce, you know, sorry, to amend this law.
Mm-hmm.
Enforcement is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a recent case of these lock-up shops, $350,000.
Right.
Agency fee, $100,000.
Right.
Legal fee, $100,000.
Right.
So you see what that comes to.
Right.
Yeah. So if government can really do it, it will be good. Now, it is easy for government to say, oh, let us include VAT. Look at what is happening in the UK. But when it comes to situations like that, nobody wants to look at what is happening in the UK and the US, where people pay on a monthly basis. And even in some cases, you can even pay on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that if you default, you'll be ready to be ejected immediately.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think if you're able to do it, it will help a lot of Lagosians.
Right.
It will help our country.
Trudy, thank you so much for calling. We've got Francis on the line now. Hi, Francis. You've got 60 seconds.
Hello?
Francis, hello. You've got 60 seconds.
I'm speaking with Sandra.
Yes, you are. You've got 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. I just want to speak on the comment of the so-called Minister of Justice, Arani.
Okay.
Yeah, and you see, the fact is that not until a matter is settled, there must be a truth. The fact is that if anyone talking about Nigeria is one, we are not one. That is point blank. We are not one. If actually we are one, somebody in position of Malami, and he's supposed to know his position, that everybody is depending on him for justice. But there's no, I don't think maybe the side he hit, just like Igbo can get justice from him. He cannot. How can a Minister of Justice start telling Nigerians that I proper masterminded the invasion of Obasanjo's palace? why the names have been given that the federal government are taking care of the matter concerning those people. What is it trying to do?
Francis, thanks for calling. But remember, everybody gets 60 seconds. We've got Shewin Agulegba. Hi, Shewin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
Concerning the landlord
monthly rent,
I would prefer if Rabno Sawolu can actually deal with the agent fee and the commission, the damages. That is even what is draining us in Lagos State. Not even the rent. Because I believe if that can be taken care of, then we can be able to pay the rent. You can imagine when you are renting a kind of a house, like a room self-contained, and then the rent is actually like 100K, and then the agent fee is like 100K also. So you are going to pay like 200,000 for a year rent. The rent will be 100K, and then the agents, they will start telling you agreements, commission, damages, 30-30-10 or 30-30-40. That is even the problem. That's the problem. So I would like it if Governor Sawolu can actually do something
focus
about that.
Focus on that. Okay. Shewin, thank you very much for calling us. Incidentally, abroad, the person who actually handles the commission for the agents is the landlord. So as the tenant, you know, you're not paying for that. Or it's already worked into the rent, you know, so you don't realize that you're paying this huge amount, which also covers the commission for the agents, right? So it's I hear you, Shewin. Martins in Barriga, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you've got 60 seconds.
Okay, from my own point of view, because, you know, our governor, tried to do something like that, but the landlords did not agree with him. So, I don't know how this one will work out. If they will do it, I will be happy. Especially when you want to pay for rent, they tell you have to pay for 3 years. Then ask the 150 commission fee. See that it's too big for somebody to pay. So if they can do it, maybe in 6 months, somebody can renew his rent. And that will be okay. They want to rent.
Thank you very much, Martins, for calling and saying it in under 60 seconds. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm Mrs. Ajayi.
Mr. Ajayi, welcome. You've got 60 seconds.
What the governor said. See, in those days, I remember in the 70s, I used to go to Gbaja to pay our house rent.
Okay.
Before it used to be £2.10. Then when it came to Naira, we used to pay 5 Naira.
Right.
Our house is on Western Avenue.
Okay.
You know, the new Lagos houses. Government built those houses. You understand? So every month we used to pay. Then Jacko Day came.
Right.
Everybody to buy their homes.
Right.
So what Governor someone should do is build more houses. Build plenty houses. You understand me?
Right.
So those ones you go and rent, you'll be paying monthly. You can't tell somebody who built his house that he should be collecting money monthly. How do you do that?
Right.
I don't think it is possible. Governor Sanwo-Olu should go and build more houses like they did in those days before Jakonde came and said everybody should buy their homes. That was what we did.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Ajayi, thank you so much. So much insight in 60 seconds. I didn't think it was possible, but here we are. We've got Kofo in transit. Hi, Kofo.
Hello, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm very well.
Yes, my take is on the landlord. I mean, all you say that they should pay, people should pay for 1 month. You know, it is the 2 years to 1 year that got us into where we are today. A lot of landlords increase the money so that it can cover for 2 years. Are you getting my point?
Okay.
Are you getting my point?
Okay.
So if they turn it into 1 month, then the rent is going to skyrocket again. It's going to skyrocket in such a way that there would be, you can even collect maybe like a one room, this thing for 50,000 in a month. And that is what they did from 2 years to a year. You know, when Fashola decided that we should be paying for one year. You get the point. I don't think it is a good idea.
Kofo, thank you so much for calling us. All right, it's 3:40, so let's do a quick roundup of the biggest security stories from the weekend, shall we? All 36 state assembly speakers have asked the president to declare the armed groups operating in the northwest and north central as terrorists. These are the groups that the government currently refers to as bandits. The speakers said that the activities of these groups are clearly the activities of terrorists, and so the government should invoke the Anti-Terror Act and proscribe them. And Governor Aminu Masari of Katsina agrees. He said on Saturday that lots of these groups have crossed from Zamfara into Katsina and that they've set up camps. He says the federal government should proscribe them so that the security agencies have more options for handling them. So Katsina, Zamfara, Kaduna, and now Sokoto have been bearing the brunt of these groups. And that's why the NCC ordered the shutdown of telecoms in 47 local government areas of these states, if you remember. But now Aminu Tambuwal wants the shutdown lifted. He's a governor of Sokoto. And he said that he has asked the federal government to end the shutdown because it's making it harder for the security agencies to operate. Tambuwal said, quote, "The call for the rescinding of the blockade became necessary in view of concerns expressed by security outfits in the state that the outage was affecting the smooth communications and digital economy to review the telecoms blockade." Oh, sorry, I misread that. Hold on, let me look at that quote again. Okay, so in view of the concerns expressed by security outfits in the state that the outage was affecting the smooth conduct of their works, we have already forwarded a letter to the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy to review the telecoms blockade, end quote. So the question here is whether the security agencies are aware or unaware. Before the shutdown, were they aware or unaware that it would disrupt their work? I mean, when you talk to military and security experts, they always talk about the three C's. And we've talked about this before on the show, if you remember. Command, control, and communications. These are essential to a successful operation. But Tambuwal is suggesting that a telecom shutdown has affected security agencies' communications. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that story was, well, why didn't they see that coming? And if they did see it coming, then why was a shutdown ordered? If a shutdown, which was ordered due to insecurity, is negatively affecting the security agencies, then is it useful? So that's for the Northwest and North Central. Now let's come to the Southwest. There was a prison break in Oyo. It happened at the Oyo Medium Security Custodial Center, Abolongo. Gunmen attacked the officers on guard, killing one soldier and one Omotekun Corps member. They took down the wall with dynamite and they freed over 800 inmates. On our news at 3 o'clock, I saw 907. And these 970 inmates were awaiting trial. 262 of them have been recaptured, but about 575 are still on the loose. Now, here's a hard fact for you. According to The Punch, this is Nigeria's 13th break in the last 5 years. That's a huge number. And these jailbreaks have happened all over the country. The South-South, the Southeast, the Northwest, the North-Central, South-West. So clearly it's a systematic problem. In the past, we've heard the correction service complain that they don't have enough personnel to guard the prisons properly. We talked about that when there was a jailbreak at the time of NSARS. I don't know if you remember, in Benin. They've also complained about arms and equipment. And my question always is, these issues, are they the reasons why we're having so many prison breaks? Or are there other deficiencies that also need to be addressed? So numerous stories there, numerous security stories there. Bite it from wherever you want to grab it. And you can still talk about monthly rent in Lagos or Dotun Clement's ordeal last week, Wednesday. Talk to me, Lagos, 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number, 01465-7190. If you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. What do you think? Let's talk to Emmanuel first. Remember, everybody gets 60 seconds, so we take as many calls as possible. Hi, Emmanuel.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, welcome.
Yeah, concerning Malami, for me, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Malami is a product of a quota system. So that's what you get in the,
You actually can't say that. You can't say he's a product of quota system. You don't have proof that he's a product of quota system.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, what I'm seeing now, as I see it, the federal government is becoming G3, over the level of, unity between the South, East and Southwest. So they feel uncomfortable. That's why they dish out all those fake news telling you that the type of that is responsible for the invasion of Bass Palace. And then we have now, a jailbreak in Oyo State. I think tomorrow now, Malami will come out and say it is a IPOB issue. So the problem we have with this country, I don't know how to say it, but it's human being. So if you are saying that God, I know that God is supreme, and he can do. He can do all things. I agree. But at the same time, there are some things as cities that have to do that. We lift this country out of problems that we are facing now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for calling. Frank in Ojo, welcome.
I'm Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, Frank.
How are you?
I'm very well. You've got 60 seconds.
Yes. The vice president of Fast. And you know the major thing why I called you?
What's the major thing?
I just want to hear your voice because for some time now, I have been listening to the radio. No, I'm not okay with that.
Okay.
So hearing your voice in my phone now makes me happy. Then for the landlord, I don't think it's a common idea for tenant to be paying rent every month.
Mm.
If you pay in a month now, next month, as you are expecting your salary, the person will be expecting to pay half rent.
Hello, Frank? All right, something's happened there. But call back if you can. Let's talk to Jim. Hi, Jim.
You are still talking to me.
Oh, Frank, okay.
I don't know what's happening.
What's going on, Auntie? What are you doing? Frank, are you still there?
Girl.
Okay, go ahead.
So if somebody pay for a month, the next month you pay again, collect salary, you pay half rent. If you collect salary, you pay half rent. It will not help. But if the landlord and the tenant to have an agreement, if you can pay for 6 months or for 1 year, if it's suitable for the tenant, fine. The tenant you do with the one that will suit you, that will be okay for you, so that you will not come to Lagos and spend 20 years paying house rent.
All right, Frank, thank you very much for calling. We've got Jim Ike on the line. Okay, which Jim Ike is this? Hello.
Yeah, it's Dickin Ike Njere.
Okay, Dickin Ike, welcome.
From Era Tan in Janiki.
Welcome. You've got 60 seconds, sir.
Yeah, Sandra. If you have a company and somebody come for interview and said that his certificate is eaten by a termite, will you employ the person?
No.
Good. Do you remember when Malami went to House of Assembly for, clearance, and he said that his certificate is eaten by a termite?
It wasn't Malami. It was the Chief Justice of Nigeria.
Okay, this is the kind of people that we have in the system. That's number one. Number two, you see, has a landlord with 1 year rent or thereabouts or monthly, it cannot be possible. There are something that happens outside the country that cannot happen here for now, the way this country is.
Okay.
I'm into a building, all right?
Okay.
And the... This is side of the town that we live. Mm. If you use like 30 million to build a house, and then you want to collect rent monthly, and it's about 10,000, monthly. How many years do you think you can use to get that 30 million back? It's not possible, and the house will be standing.
It's not possible.
Deacon Ike, thank you for calling. All right, let's go to WhatsApp. That's where we'll take the rest of the comments on today's show. Grandma Princess says, the names mentioned in the court suit count charged against IPOB does not sound like names from that side of Nigeria where IPOB comes from. In my opinion, listening to how these count charges were worded sounds like incitement in the highest degree, trying to push some parts of Nigerians against another part in a situation where these parts concerned have no grudges against each other. So someone else is desperately trying to fabricate issues to knock their heads together. But these two parts of Nigeria in question know better than those who are trying to knock their heads together and will never believe whatever the government of Nigeria is reeling out to Nigeria and forcing Nigerians to believe. They will never believe them. Grandma Princess, thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at more messages now here. Sandra, you're doing fantastic work. I'm glad the Uber driver is speaking out and refusing to be intimidated into silence. All right, thanks for your message. Didn't leave your name, though. Mr. Clement is a lucky man because what happened to him was captured on tape. I can only imagine what he could have been subjected to if the reverse was the case. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much. We've got Stevie Jenny King who says, Ohaneza is simply saying the truth about Malami's tactics of causing division between the Yorubas and Igbos. But unfortunately, they're talking to someone who has made up his mind to be partisan instead of being an AGF for the whole country. I pray that we don't have this happen again in our country. Stevie Janicki with that message there. Sandra, please, I hope Lai Mohammed saw it. Hope he will not see that these names did not happen. Okay. Sandra, the neighborhood watch guy that directed him to the police is not a good person. Nigerian police force changed their ways. Dotun needs to be compensated. That's a message from Tade Inokoko. Tade, thank you very much. A message here says, Sandra, what a minister of justice, Chai. All right. All right, let's take a look at this message from Oluwaseun. Oluwaseun is in Canada. And Oluwaseun says, what Mr. Sanwo-Olu said will be possible if, number one, the state government pays the workers' salary earlier, I mean not later than 25th of each month. Number two, all private sectors must pay salary not later than 25th of each month. Number three, build more houses. Number four, set up an agency within the Ministry of Housing to regulate how much landlords can charge for damages. All right. Thank you, Oluwaseun from Canada for that message. We've got another message here. This one's from Omar King in Ogba. Omar King says, our poster boy minister has joined the cabal, and that's unfortunate. It's okay to make accommodation cheap, but first let him add cheaper materials, easier loan, low interests, lease options, pay 1 year if you end lease, law to enforce tenants pay for damage to the houses. Number two, by the way, will the same apply to those high-rise properties in highbrow areas of Lekki, VI, Ikoyi, etc.? It's on record that some government ministries departments occupy rented offices. Will they pay owners monthly as well? What is good for the goose is good for the tulu-tulu. I'm working. Thank you very much for that very funny message. Let's see. This one here says, Sandra, take what you do earn monthly and what you do pay as rent yearly. Divide your rent yearly by 12 and remove that from your monthly salary. Aside feeding, bills, transportation, then that's your answer to know if it is suitable monthly. Let's not forget the fraudulent practice that electricity discos charge people as high as what a monthly rent will cost on estimated billing. All right. Thank you for your message. You didn't leave your name, though, but you're also asking, is monthly rent suitable for all categories of houses? That's a brilliant question. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll take more messages off of social media. Remember, the rest of the conversation has gone to your comments online because we've been taking calls since we started the show at 3 p.m. But not to worry, at 4 o'clock, we'll talk to the Federal Mortgage Bank about how you can get a loan from the Federal Mortgage Bank. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. True love, they say, is hard to find.
Get away!
find something.
But what happens when the one you found is bound with complications?
No one can love the beast who slept with my sister in full view of anyone in this house, damn it.
Tune in to watch the brand new Africa Magic original, Dilemma, showing weekdays at 8 p.m. on Africa Magic Showcase, channel 151 on DSTV.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Steve O'Ferry on Facebook says it's not enough for government to propose all manner of policies when the same government is looking the other way when things are really difficult for citizens, especially those trying to put up buildings. Let's see workable steps from government other than mere wishes about how rents should be paid. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, we've brought you the biggest stories that broke over the weekend. We told you, for instance, that the man who was assaulted at the toll gate during the NSAS memorial protests was on the show at 3 o'clock. We spoke with him. He told us he's suing the police. He also told us what really happened last week Wednesday, and he says he's gotten his vehicle back. Then we talked about Governor Sanwo-Olu wanting landlords to switch to monthly rent, and then we talked about the security situation. So State Assembly speakers wanting the president to call bandits terrorists. Governor Tambuwal saying that the telecoms shutdown is obstructing the army and police in Sokoto, the jailbreak in Oyo, and the Attorney General of the Federation, Malami, saying that IPOB was responsible for the destruction of the Oba's palace last year. So these are all the things that we talked about, right? Now on Facebook, Kayode David says, please help us tell government that the house rent should reduce for us and also transport as well so that we can live a better life. Eniola Murphy on Facebook says, how much is someone getting in a month that you want to pay monthly? How do people get to save money in this Lagos especially? All right. More messages here on WhatsApp now. Let's go back to WhatsApp. I think Malami has a personal issue on how to express his dislike for people in the Southeast. The statement he was making is what he's supposed to be reading to a judge, not giving the situation a media trial outlook. Once something happens, the communication he puts out is never great. Let's encourage peace. His statements are always made to seem like he wants to start something. All right. This message did not have a name. Now, you also say, I would like to appeal to the TV and radio stations to go deep into the criminal act among policemen. How they drag innocent people from the road and torture them and accuse them. I'm very glad Clement's situation was caught on camera. The press should make sure the police PRO brings out a memo about the criminal practice among their men on and off uniforms. All right. Thanks for your message. Orface says, I expect you to... Okay. Orface, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, good afternoon. They enact the law is not the problem, but to implement it. We're suffering here. A room and parlor now, 600 or 700K. Agent and agreement, 100K. Damage is 50K. Light depends on the agent. 6 months is okay. But can the government remove the agent and the rest? And not after paying. Before your money expired, the house will be sold without the tenant's knowledge. That's what's happening in Bariga, Shomolu, and Ifako. That's a message from Benjamin. Benjamin, thank you very much for your message. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. Government should first address the housing deficit so that landlords will be goaded into acceptance. That's a message from Chike Nakute. Chike, thank you very much. Henry says, Sandra, I'm sure that while you were preparing for today's program, you were laughing at Malami. As for Nigeria police, it is obviously unrepented. All right, Henry from Lagos, thanks for your message. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. OB from Aja says, Sandra, it's just unfortunate that the Nigerian government today isn't being fair to every member of the country. All right. I wish we had more time to take more of your thoughts, but I think I did justice to the messages on social media, as well as taking your calls as much as I could. Now, coming up on the other side of 4 o'clock, after the business news, of course, let's talk about how the federal mortgage system works. It's a conversation that you're very interested in because of the messages that we received when we're talking about it the first two times. And so today we're hearing from the horse's mouth itself. We're hearing from the Federal Mortgage Bank itself. We have Mr. Simeon Agada, who'll be joining us at 4 p.m. And once he joins us, we'll have our conversation about how the federal mortgage system works. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's bring you business news.